Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm your host, Ellen Tang, and I'm joined today by Glenn Schultz, the head of agency mortgage prepayment modeling and strategy for MUFG. Today is Tuesday, January 12th, 2021. Glenn, welcome back to the show.
Ellen, nice to speak with you. Thank you for inviting me today. Happy New Year's too.
Happy New Year to you. So December remittance data was released on January 7th, and with that, we closed out 2020 for agency mortgages. Today, I'd like to take some time to discuss the outlook for agency mortgage origination and prepayment rates for 2021. But first, why don't we talk a little bit about origination? Can you share your views with us and what you expect agency mortgage origination volumes to look like this year?
Sure. Let's put 2021 issuance in context with that of the 2020 issuance, which was an impressive $3.8 trillion. So for 2021, we expect issuance to come in between $2.8 and $3 trillion or so. Of that, around 50 to 55% will be refinancing, and the balance of that origination will be purchase. So issuance is going to be down somewhat from 2020, which was a record year, but still significant, and refinance as a share of total issuance will decline between 5 and 10%. Of origination versus 2020 origination volumes.
Got it. Okay. So one thing that our mortgage trading group does is closely track the primary-secondary spread. For our listeners that may be new to the mortgage-backed security market, can you provide a brief description of what that primary-secondary spread means? And then also, what are its implications?
Oh, yes. The primary-secondary spread refers to the difference or the spread between the mortgage rate that is offered to borrowers and the current coupon mortgage-backed securities rate, which is the coupon or rate associated with a par securitization in the mortgage market. For the calculation, most people use the bankrate.com national mortgage rate as a proxy for the mortgage rate offered to borrowers and the Fannie Mae current coupon rate, which is available on Bloomberg. So basically, the primary-secondary spread widens as originators increase mortgage rates versus securitization takeout to manage their volume. So for example, as interest rates go down and borrower demand increases, the primary-secondary spread tends to widen. Similarly, as rates go up and borrower demand declines, the primary-secondary spread tends to tighten. So this is a way that originators use to sort of throttle their origination channel or their volumes. And then finally, originator profitability is related to the primary-secondary spread. So that is, originator profitability is higher when the primary-secondary spread is wider, and it's lower when the primary-secondary spread is lower. So, and then the primary-secondary spread also feeds into prepayment models and prepayment forecasts.
Absolutely. That's a good explanation, and I think also a good baseline for our discussion today. On that note, what is your outlook for the primary-secondary spread in 2021?
Yeah, so at the onset of the refinance wave, the primary-secondary spread widened to as high as 230 basis points, which was really an all-time high for that spread. Currently, the primary-secondary spread is about 135 basis points. So we've come in considerably from the wides at the onset of the pandemic. We believe that the primary-secondary spread will decline through most of 2021. And a part of that is just based on John Herman's forecast of where interest rates are gonna go. And for the most part, we think that the primary-secondary spread will settle in between 100 and 120 basis points. Beyond 2021, we think it could decline further to say between 80 and 100 basis points. So originators are going to gradually see loan origination profitability erode throughout 2021 and into 2022.
The Federal Reserve has been a very active participant in the agency mortgage sector. Do you see similar involvement on their behalf going into this year and for the remainder of this year?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I see continued involvement of the Federal Reserve into 2021 as far as the agency mortgage-backed securities market is concerned. In fact, the results of the election, the Biden administration picked so far, namely Janet Yellen to head Treasury. I think we will see greater coordination between Treasury and the Federal Reserve in terms of stimulus. In addition, now that Democrats really hold the executive and the legislative branches, you know, I believe that Treasury under Yellen is going to coordinate with the Federal Reserve on monetary policy. We're going to see greater fiscal stimulus through the remainder of the pandemic as well as into the recovery. And that means supporting the housing market. So that's going to be part of the Fed's concern. And that's in turn going to support the broader economic recovery. So, you know, the Federal Reserve will keep rates low. And I believe that they actually will begin to target the primary rate, or the rate that's, you know, offered in the securitizations market, between 2 and 2.5%. And so given the outlook for the primary secondary spread, this implies a 30-year mortgage rate somewhere between 3.2 and 3.7%, which is still, you know, quite favorable in historic context.
Yeah, absolutely. So far we've talked about origination, the Federal Reserve, and then you also just gave your outlook for continued stimulus directed at the housing market. What about investor demand? What do you think that looks like for this year?
Yeah, I think investor demand for agency MBS is going to remain relatively strong in 2021. I think a large part of that is going to be driven by bank deposit growth, which has been strong. And any additional fiscal stimulus will likely add to more deposit growth, which in turn will, you know, drive banking demand for, you know, greater agency MBS purchases. So I think there's a cycle there that we're going to see between fiscal stimulus, deposits, and bank demand for agency MBS. So by far, I think that's going to be the greatest demand aside from the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve purchases will likely continue, you know, at or near the same rate into, you know, 2021, depending on how they see the mortgage rate and the primary secondary spread evolving. So I expect to see, you know, continued activity on part of the Federal Reserve. And then money manager demand, you know, that may wane somewhat as, you know, kind of the more yield hungry buyers, you know, likely turn to other sectors like corporate bonds or CLOs that may just, you know, offer absolute higher yields or absolute higher relative spreads to, you know, mortgage-backed securities.
Okay. So taking kind of the three things that we talked about, the origination or the supply side of the equation, adding in government policies, and then the demand side of the equation, when you put all those three pieces together, how do you see this impacting prepayment speeds?
Yeah, well, that's really the $64,000 question for investors, right? How is this going to play out in terms of prepayments? You know, our forecast really assumes about $1.5 trillion in refinancing activity in 2021. An active Federal Reserve in coordination with Treasury to maintain low rates, targeting the housing market. So, you know, if we look at the outstanding fixed supply against the backdrop of our forecast, that implies that refinance-related prepayments will likely account for about 15 CPR of total prepayments in 2021. We expect, you know, turnover-related prepayments to, you know, account for around 10%. I think there's some upside on that number, depending how, you know, migration out of the cities, you know, sort of plays out into the suburbs amidst the pandemic. And then we have default-related prepayments that may account for around 5% CPR. And again, that's going to be dependent on how delinquencies and forbearance are handled by the GSEs. So, you know, if you put all those numbers together, we're really looking at 2021, you know, aggregate prepayment will be around a 30 CPR. You know, and during the first half of the year, we expect 30-year prepayments to be, you know, 35 to a 30 CPR. And then in the second half, probably trail down somewhat from that to range somewhere between 30 and 25 CPR. So really the refinance wave is going to be with us through 2021 to one degree or another. I think the big difference between 2021 and 2020 is that, you know, the underlying momentum in terms of speeds is somewhat gone. That being, and we've talked about this, that, you know, originators had managed to sort of outpace the day count convention from May through November. And so that added to increasing momentum in the underlying prepayment rate at a 30 CPR, 35 CPR number. I don't think we're going to see that kind of momentum. So originators would probably fall more in line with day count convention, but still prepayment rates will be relatively high.
Yeah, it definitely seems that way, that we have the refinancing wave with us through the rest of the year. And there's so much that we can talk about here, and we could spend the next hour digging into each of these topics that we kind of briefly touched upon earlier in this podcast. And I would encourage all of our listeners to reach out to their MUFG sales rep for any follow-up questions. As always, thanks for joining us on the show, Glenn.
Great. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, Ellen.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.